You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Cornell Cooperative Extension is holding field meetings on hay and small grain management throughout the area, including a May 26th workshop on pest management and agronomy of rye, wheat, barley, malting barley, and oats at Kukan Brothers LLC at 2329 U.S. Route 9 in Livingston. Lower corn prices mean many farmers are switching to hay, which is why the meetings are focusing on hay and small grains. The meetings are meant for both new and veteran farmers. And you can find more details and a complete listing of all the meetings on the WGXC newsroom page. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand urged the United States Environmental Protection Agency to add Wappinger Creek in Dutchess County to the Superfund National Priorities List in a letter May 23rd. The designation would allow for a remedial investigation and feasibility study to proceed and would make the Dutchess County site eligible for funds to conduct long-term cleanup operations on the creek that was polluted by an industrial park used for textile dyeing, manufactured glass plant operations, metal planting, ammunition production, and chemical manufacturing for 180 years with toxins like mercury and polysilic aromatic hydrocarbons released into the creek. Quote, adding Wappinger Creek to the Superfund National Priorities List would allow the EPA to take the necessary action to build a comprehensive plan to clean the creek. This designation needs to be expedited to help protect the public health and mitigate the damage done to the environment in Dutchess County, Gillibrand said in a press release. Quote, in the interim, the EPA should also use the comment period as an opportunity to give the community updates on the current situation and answer questions regarding public health and safety concerns, end quote. Time Warner Cable reports Kinder Morgan officially withdrew its federal application to build the Northeast Energy Direct pipeline on May 23rd. The company said a few weeks ago that the market for natural gas meant building the pipeline from Schoharie County across Albany and Rensselaer counties into Massachusetts was not economically viable. Currently, the proposed Constitution pipeline along I-88 did not get permits from the State Department of Environmental Conservation, and the Pilgrim pipeline, proposed largely along I-87, is in the first stages of permit seeking. Read the full story at Time Warner Cable. Jordan Carlio Evangelist reports in the Albany Times-Union that Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple and Bart Johnson, head of TSA security operations at upstate airports, want to make it a crime to refuse additional security screening at Albany International Airport. But the New York Civil Liberties Union, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany's Commission on Peace and Justice, and a coalition of local mental health professionals have objected to the proposed law, saying there could be many reasons innocent people might need to leave a screening line. The article says those involved believe this would be the first law of its kind adopted in the United States. The executive board of the Capital District branch of the New York State Psychiatric Association sent a letter to Albany County legislators saying the law would, quote, put our patients at unnecessary risk of harm without adding significantly to the safety at the airport, end quote. Currently, the proposal is in the legislature's Public Safety Committee. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. This has been the WGXC News Update.